The Bible is very clear about certain things. One of those things that the Word of God is very clear about is about the fact that God loves children. Many times we put children aside like they don't belong, like you have nothing to contribute, and on and on and on. But the reality is that God places children in a very high position. God's word says about children that they are arrows. Arrows that need to be pointed at a target. So every child can hit a target based on who it is that is shooting that arrow. My prayer today is that God will be the one that handles that bow and that arrow for every one of us, and that he strikes the target he needs to target every time, in Jesus' name. This gathering tonight is very specific. It was not generated by the mind of a man or a woman. This is an appointed time set aside by God for every child that is here. And I include myself in that. Amen? How many of you believe that you're still children? Praise God. The Lord says, except you come in as a child, you don't get in. Hallelujah. So I say I'm a child. I said to the Lord yesterday, I said, you've set a targeted time to minister and to bless children. I hope you are not forgetting that I'm your child too. And I need a blessing too. Amen. Hallelujah. So everyone here today is going to be touched by God. Hallelujah. 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 The word of God says in Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 4, it says, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before that thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. I separated you. I selected you. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. This was the word of God very specifically towards a man called Jeremiah. God had a plan and a purpose for him. And God says to him, Jeremiah, you may think of yourself as inadequate. You may think that you don't have anything to offer. But I want you to know first and foremost that before you were ever formed in the belly of your mother, before you were ever formed, before there was any essence of your presence in your mother's womb, I knew you. Before you were nothing, I knew you. And before you came out of your mother's womb, I picked you out. I sanctified you, I chose you, and I ordained you. I ordained you to be. Hallelujah. I ordained you unto the nations. I have a plan and a purpose for you. I have already done that even before you were born. Before anybody knew that you existed, I knew you. And I want to say to every child here today, no matter how young you are, God knows you. I want all the children to say, God knows me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God knows me. And that is a personal statement. You've got to know that God knows you, God remembers you, God has a plan and a purpose for your life. And I want you to know today that no devil in hell is going to thwart that purpose in Jesus' mighty name. The agenda of the devil is to try to twist and to thwart the purposes of God for our lives, to derail us from our destiny. And God has set apart this day for you, for me, for our children, for our children's children, to declare, devil, take your hands off. Hallelujah. We're living in a very tumultuous world. I've been here only some 60-something years, and I've seen the world change so much. It causes me sometimes to wonder what world our children are going into. Nothing seems certain. Everything is in a state of upheaval. Nobody really knows what truth is anymore, because truth is so fluid. It changes now and then, and so many are confused. Children born male wake up one morning thinking, I'm female, or I'm neither male or female. I don't know what I am. We have an epidemic of young people killing themselves, being suicidal, because they don't have a sense of belonging, no sense of planting anywhere. It is not just their fault. The economy of our world today is so messed up in so many situations. People are doing 2-3 jobs at the expense of their children, because they cannot make enough. Not just because we don't have jobs, but sometimes because the world, society tells us, you've got to get this and you've got to get that, and if you don't have this, you are not good enough. I say today in the name of Jesus Christ that the lies and the deceptions of the enemy that has brought confusion to parents and to their children, that those lies be exposed, and that people stand for truth and recognize that God is enough. It's a lie. You can't see anybody and see them for who they really are, men and women. Everything is fake. And in that world where fakeness is so real, what do you do? We have a movie that's out, I think it's going to be out this Friday, called The Lion King. That movie looks so real. The animals are real. Everything looks so real, but it's all virtual reality. There was not one animal. It was just computer dots all over the place, and those computer dots became those animals. And I wondered, what can somebody do with that mess? They can place you in a place that you were not by just putting some dots, and before you know it, you are doing something that you were not there. You were never there, but the video shows that you were there, but it was all generated in somebody's computer. If they can do it in The Lion King, they can do it anywhere. In that kind of a world, what do our children do? Because it's a world where you know, today we want our children to be doctors, we want them to be this and that and that and that, but we're coming into a world where those are going to be replaced by robots. So if your focus is, son, you've got to be a doctor, He might become a doctor, an unemployed doctor. Because the robot is doing it. So if your definition, of yourselves, yourself is based on, I am going to be that, then when you don't have that, what do you have? There must be a sense of purpose in every man and in every woman that causes them to see themselves not based on what things they do, but based on the God who's created them and sanctified them for a particular purpose. Because that's how it is. It's not another 30, 40 years. Things are changing so quickly that you cannot maneuver yourself based on natural rules anymore. You've got to find yourself in God and say, God, why have you created me? What is my purpose? What have you defined me to be? And how can I be what you have called me to be? It's a sense of, what is it that you've called me to bring into the world? How am I going to impact my neighbor? What do I do for them? What makes me the person you've called me to be? That place is a place that you're not going to, by happenstance, get to. It's a place that you have to allow God to mold you and direct you and guide you into. And what causes that to happen is the hand of God causing you to know that you are blessed. Hallelujah. Do you know that when we talk about the blessing in the New Testament, that word generally was used often as it related to children? I've gone through many times and I don't seem to remember any time it says, and the Lord Jesus Christ blessed them, other than when he was ministering to them in a particular way. But we do know that he said, allow the little ones to come to me. Amen? Let's look at some passages real quickly. In Matthew chapter 19, Matthew 19, verse 13 through 14. He says, then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and what? Pray. And the disciples rebuked them. The disciples said, get these little children out of here. Because the mindset is, these ones don't matter. What? Get these little children, this pest, move them out of here. And Jesus says, no. Verse 14. But Jesus said, suffer little children, allow these little children, and forbid them not. Don't forbid them to come unto me. For of such is the kingdom of heaven. Of such is the kingdom of heaven. What such? The such that the world is putting aside and saying, you don't belong. God says, I like this kind of people. Because when I finish with them, you will not be able to take credit and say, I did it. And we are stepping into that world and that time when fathers and mothers are not going to be able to say, it's my mind and my management that brought this about. Because you won't even know what the reality of the future is to be able to guide any one of them. And we need the wisdom and insight of God, the God who knows the past, the present, and the future, to be able to prophesy and speak into the lives of these little ones and say, go forth in the name of Jesus Christ and fulfill the purpose and the destiny of God for your life. It's not about you trying to find out what that destiny is. It's about you logging into whatever it is God is doing right now. God, what are you doing? Open my eyes to see it so I can be a partner with you. And when we partner with God, the children will live the life of God to the fullness. For God says, wealth and riches are in the house of the righteous. Hallelujah. It is not based on how much hard work. It's based on how blessed I am. Because the blessing generates everything I need in my life. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. In Mark chapter 10, in Mark chapter 10 and verse 14, 10:14, it says, but when Jesus saw it, it's related to the same thing, he was much displeased. When he saw that they were shoving these children away, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Glory be to God. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. In Luke chapter 18 and verse 16, Luke 18 and 16, he says, but Jesus called them unto him and said, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not. For such is the kingdom of God. Why am I reading you this verse again and again and again? Because Matthew tells us, this story, it was of great importance. Mark tells us the same thing. Luke tells us the same thing. And John, when John decides to speak about it, he speaks about it in a very broad spectrum. For the word of God says in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1, it says, my little children, these things write unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Simply, he was saying, listen, no matter how big you get, if you've messed up, I want you to know that God loves you and he is advocating for you, and Jesus Christ the righteous is standing on your behalf. You have access. Hallelujah. 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 He's speaking to us, the grown-ups that are still little children. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 12, he continues that message. He says in 1 John 2 and verse 12, he says, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you. Glory be to God. I want you to know today that as a child, that you must remember that God is a forgiver of sins. It is your sin that separates you from the blessing. It's your sin that separates you from God hearing you. It's your sin that separates you from God being able to touch you. And God says, I want you to know, little children, your sins are forgiven you. Why? For his name's sake. Because I want you to be my representation in the earth. I want people to know that I am a good God. I'm not a bad God. I am a good God. I am on your side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So today, in the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to shed every element, every presence of sin that the enemy is accusing you of, and tap into the loving kindness of the living God. His blood is sufficient to cleanse us from every sin and to redeem us from every activity of the enemy. Amen? In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 18, the Word of God says, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." Love in your actions, love in truth. Amen? Don't just talk it, be it, do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4, the Word of God says, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them." Aren't you glad that God speaks in such positive terms? He says, "You've overcome them." You're not trying to overcome. You are an overcomer already. Why? Because greater is He that is in you than he that's in the world. Praise the Lord. And I want to say to the little ones and to the little big ones, God says that the greater one is in you. Hallelujah. 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 God is great in you. Praise the Lord. God is great in you. Greater is He that is in me than he that's in the world. What does that mean? That means that that bully that's trying to bully you cannot. This day, in the name of Jesus Christ, we establish a force field around every one of our children, that any bullier who's trying to come will see a mega angel standing around that child, and they will flee in the name of Jesus Christ. We are declaring this day, in the name of Jesus Christ, that no sexual abuser will come around our children. In the mighty name of Jesus, the minds of our children shall not be terrorized by the forces of darkness, for they are made more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. The devil's a liar. We live in a wicked world. Children cannot go anywhere without being terrorized. Terrorized emotionally, terrorized in their minds, terrorized sexually, terrorized physically. And so many children have lost a sense of direction because they've been made to feel less than they are. Smart child, you're doing very well, all A's. And all of a sudden, people start poking fun at him, and he wants to belong to that group, and so therefore he begins to fail his classes just because he wants to belong. No, you don't need to belong to a bunch of people that are of the devil. You need to belong to the kingdom of God. Of such is the kingdom of God. You are part of the kingdom of God. You are from Cog, kingdom of God. And as people from Cog, you will reign and rule by the authority of the living God. They shall bow and you shall rise. For God says you shall not be tail, but you are going to be head. Every child in this house, those of you listening to me online, I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that you will be head and not tail, above only and not beneath. In the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, take your filthy hands off of our children now. The abuse of little ones, robbed of their sense of dignity, robbed of their sense of purpose, robbed of their true personhood that is in Christ Jesus. And so they begin to flounder. And the result? Drugs and addictions of every sort. This wicked devil cannot get away with what he's done with little minds around the world. It was so in the Old Testament, the book of Kings. With Samaria was besieged to the extent that the economy fell totally. The people were in a state of confusion, famine. Everything that was evil was happening until two mothers made a bargain. The bargain was to eat their children. An odd story. Well, it's in the Bible. So they ate one. And the next day, the one that volunteered her child first day says, "Where's your child?" And she says, the other one says, "What child are you talking about?" She'd hidden her child. This is a story that should not be heard among the Jews. But we may look at that particular story and we may say, that is so terrible, eating their children. But we live in that same world. Our children are being eaten. You say, how are they eating? They're eating because we have no time for our children. Either forced because we have to make some money, or forced on us because we elected to be stuck on social media, or some kind of thing out there. And the television babysits the child. And we have nothing to say about whatever it is they're watching because we're busy doing something else. And so that child is brainwashed to believe whatever garbage is coming out of that place. Children eating up. Our children eating up because we will not be involved in what is happening in our school division. Whatever it is they want to teach our children, we have no say about it because they make the decision. Because we will not get involved with the politics of the land to determine what is happening in our society. We have left everything, and when we wonder why our children been eaten up, why is the university brainwashing our children and their minds are being messed with, and on and on and on. It will take the bigness of God to so take a hold of the minds of our children that they are able to separate that which is not God from that which is God and have the sense of planting in God that they are able to say yes to that which is true and say no to that which is evil. That does not just happen. It takes the bigness of God inside of you. And tonight, we will pray. We will believe God together that our children will be infused with power from on high. Amen? Because, child of God, I don't care what age we are living in, there is no age that the Holy Spirit cannot have fullness of power. Every chain can be broken. Hallelujah. Our children can stand for truth and say, no, I don't believe that. That is not the truth. That grace must come upon every one of us, from the oldest to the youngest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what will bring that about is the blessing of the Lord. I want God's hand to touch me tonight. I want God's hand to touch you tonight, so that there be a new thing inside of you. The Bible says that when the Spirit of God came upon a man called Saul, he became a different man. Tonight, let God be so great in every one of us that we are so transformed by the renewal of our minds. You know what the Bible says? When the saints were being challenged, a saint like Stephen, when he began to speak, they had nothing to say. The wisdom of God should shut down the foolishness of this world. I'm going to believe that today, as the hands of the living God rest upon us, that every time our children, from the youngest to the oldest, when they open their mouths, that God will speak through them and shut down teachers, professors, whoever they are, that want to change them to become something God has not created them to be. Hallelujah. Will you agree with me tonight for a mighty move of God on every life here present? The Lord said, I had set this time apart to speak and to bless the children. Let me wrap up. Let me look at two passages real quickly. Isaiah chapter 49, 24 through 26. It says here, shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? Shall the prey be taken? Shall the prey be taken from the mighty? What is that about? God is saying, even if you have already become a prey for the enemy, and even if you are truly a lawful captive because of whatever wrongs you have done, whatever things you have put into place, got yourself involved in, he says, shall the prey be taken from the mighty, the one that has scoped him out? Shall the lawful captive be delivered? Verse 25. But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away. Hallelujah. I don't care if the devil had a right. That right shall be denied him tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. I don't care what rights the devil had, how bad this situation is, how far this thing has gone. I don't care what has happened, whether they are stuck in alcoholism, in pornography, in addicted to drugs, whatever the problem is. God says, I don't care whether the devil has captured them. I am coming. I am going to contend with that enemy, and I'm going to set your children free. Somebody shout, hallelujah. Hallelujah! Say freedom, salvation for our children in Jesus' mighty name. The devil's a liar. It's not over. Hallelujah. I say it's not over. God will do extraordinary things with our children in this last of the last days, and he will spur them into a destiny that cannot be stopped in the mighty name of Jesus. In Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 13, God makes a commitment to us. He says, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord. And all, someone say all. I believe that all means all in every and any language. There's not one left behind. Glory be to God. And all thy children shall be taught. All thy children shall be taught. All thy children shall be taught. Not should be, shall be taught. By whom? Of the Lord. The Lord shall teach our children. The Lord shall teach all his children. And the word of God says, and great shall be the peace of thy children. Not one of our children shall suffer from any emotional problems, no mental problems, no schizophrenia, nothing that is of the devil. Devil, the Lord God Almighty rebukes you. The peace of our children shall be great. Great. Great peace. Great peace, great shalom, great prosperity, great riches, great salvation, great presence. It is the peace of God, the shalom of God. God's peace, nothing missing, nothing broken. I want to declare over every child listening to me this day, do not be afraid of your future. God's peace is with you. God will direct you. God will help you. God will promote you. God will raise you up in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. The peace of God is yours today. Somebody shout, hallelujah. This is a covenant word. Stop worrying about your children. The enemy may have come and planted in the field that you did not plant tares in. You may have woken up one morning and looked at that child and said, whose child is this? Because this is not the child I raised. An enemy The Bible says in Matthew 13:28, an enemy had done this. But God is going to send his harvesters into this field, the field of your child's mind, and begin to remove all that cobweb, remove all that nonsense out of that mind. And just the way that child flipped and went bad, they will flip back and be righted up. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command by the authority of the word of God, Satan, loose your hands of the minds of the children of the living God. Our children are not losers, they are winners. They are not failures, they are victors. They are not victims, they are victors. Hallelujah. My children, your children shall not be victimized by the enemy, for the hedge of God's protection surrounds them. God is their keeper, God is their sustainer, and whatever it is they lay their hands to do shall prosper. Evil thoughts shall not reign in their minds. I declare this day in the name of Jesus Christ that those evil spirits that are wrestling in the minds of that young child, this day in the name of Jesus Christ, that an eviction notice is now served to those forces of darkness. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out of that mind now in the name of Jesus. We are going to start laying hands now. The Lord says, okay, that's it. So I want to have the children. If you are at your home listening, I want you to get some oil if you have some. Just as the hands of the Lord are on my hands and on Mama's hands to speak the blessing, that same grace is released to you wherever it is that you are right now. There will be deliverance in this mount of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. The blessing shall be released. Curses shall be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that is in the way, blocking the work of grace that God wants to do, will this day be moved out of the way. Access into the presence of God, access into the blessing is now guaranteed by the authority of the word of God. For the thief shall not come into your home to steal, kill, and destroy. For salvation has come into your home this day in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, form a line. Just start from my left. Just form a line. You face this way, and you will be marching out this way. Stay to the edge. Hallelujah. As we touch you tonight, we are going to release those latent giftings
that God has in you. We're going to ask God to begin to direct you, because the time is short. You don't have to be 30 years old to begin to shake the world. As a teenager, God can birth into your spirit divine ideas that will impact your generation. I'm believing God to touch every one of you supernaturally today. And I'm expecting supernatural change for everyone. This is why God has brought us here, to receive the blessing. The blessing of God that makes rich and no sorrow is added. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for you that are listening online, and we are going to go away from you so that you do not spend your time waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. So get your children together right now. I am going to pray, and Mama is going to pray. And the blessing shall be released.
Song. I would pray for the audience. Hope you've taken your oil. So stretch your hands. We're going to pray with you, and then we'll pray for those who are here. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all our children. Everyone from age 120 plus to zero. Those in the womb, those in seed form, in the loins. Lord, we pray for every one of them. Those that are running around, going to school, in college, university, those running their careers, those that are married, those that are single, those that are in nursing home, wherever you are in the hospital, those that are sick, shut in, everyone that hears the sound of my voice, we pray for every one of you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Those that are sick, healthy, we pray for every one of you.
Yes.
That the hand of the Lord will touch you where you are. That the works of Satan will be over in your life. That God will contend with everything that contends with you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
That you will be set free today from every captivity.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
That the oppression of the enemy will be over in your
Jesus
life. Be free in your mind.
Amen.
Be free in your flesh.
Amen.
Be free in your spirit.
Amen.
Be free in your mind.
Amen.
In a mindset that is against the knowledge of God, we command all those things to tumble down from your life right now.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
let the word of the Lord penetrate your life.
Amen.
May the Lord teach you according to the word of the Lord. In Isaiah 54:13, our children shall be taught of the Lord.
Amen.
And great is their peace. We declare that over you in every area of your life and in your family's life. May you begin to experience God and experience breakthrough and testimonies in every aspect of your life, in your health, in your finance, in your career, in your home, in your marriage, in your relationship, in everything you touch. May the hand of the Lord guide you.
Amen.
And may heaven protect you.
Amen.
And may the ministry angels of God go before and behind you.
Amen.
In all your ways. In Jesus' name we declare so done. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we speak your blessing over your people.
Amen.
Lord, let these children that have been touched in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, in Australia, in North America, in South America, wherever these ones are, let your hand rest upon them and let there be an impartation of favor in Jesus' mighty name. We declare by the authority of your word that barrenness ceases for those that are listening that need to have children. We declare judged now every presence of barrenness and unfruitfulness. Let it stop now.
Amen.
Be fruitful and Jesus. Multiply
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For those children that need to be married,
yes.
we married. Introduce them to their spouses
Amen.
Now. In Jesus' mighty name,
Amen.
We call it so done.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We bless you, those of you listening online. We're going to switch off from you now. But know that the prayer of blessing continues for you. We love you. Good night. Bye-bye.